好，多摁一下，可以接着。
About verse 18, I think we talked about, but I'd like to read this morning, if we could read verse 16, right down to verse 36, to the end of the chapter, starting at verse 16, down to verse 36.
上次我们是停在了约翰福音的三章十八节，那我们今天开始呢，先从十六节开始读。读到这一节的这章的末尾，就是36节，我们一节一节顺序读下去。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。
凡作恶的边恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。
但信真理的依然是光，就选明他所行的是靠神而行。
这事以后，耶稣和门徒到了犹太地，在那里居住施洗。
约翰在靠近撒冷的该隐内也在施洗，因为那里的水多，众人都去受洗。
那时约翰还没有下在监里。
两个门徒和一个犹太人辩论决定怎么办，
就来见约翰说：“拉比，从前同你在约旦河外你所见证的那位，现在施洗，众人都往他那里去了。”
约翰说：“若不是从天上赐的，人就不能得什么。”
我曾说，我不是基督，是奉差遣在他面前的，你们自己可以给我做见证。
娶新媳妇的新郎
就是
的朋友站着听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐，故使我喜乐满足了。
他必兴旺，我必衰微。
从天上来的是在万有之上，从地上来的是属乎地。他所说的也是属乎地，从天上来的是在万有之上。
他将所见所闻的见证出来，只是没有人领受他的见证。
那领受他见证的就印上印，证明神是真的。
神所差来的就是神的话，因为神赐圣灵给他是没有限量的。
父爱子，已将万有交在他的手里。
信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不着永生，神的震怒常在他身上。 Amen,
Amen. 所以 verse 16, it's been called the gospel in a nutshell.
约翰福音三章十六节呢，我们管它叫迷你的福音呢，就福音在一个坚果壳里。
In that verse, we see not only God's purposes revealed, but we see His heart revealed. The very character of God is revealed in this verse.
不但神在这里呢，把他的福音的目的告诉我们，而且充分显明了他的心，他的爱。
In other words, we have a God who doesn't stand outside of His universe, and unaffected by what happens in the universe, in the world. But we have a God who has entered into the world and has then displayed His character. He's a God of love.
所以我们看见的这个神呢，并不是他脱离于游离于他所造的这个万物和世界之外，不受这个万物世界影响，而是呢他自己进到这个世界里来，来显明他对我们很深的那个爱。
And God demonstrated who He is by a gift. That's how we, as humans, that's how we demonstrate our love, is by giving something, don't we?
对，所以神借着这样的一个免费的礼物来显明他的心， 那就像我们在显明我们人对别人的爱的时候，也是用一个礼物来显明的。
And when we give a gift, it's a gift that's usually fitting for the occasion.
当我们给到一个礼物呢，都是这个礼物是适合当时的场景的。
God gave His gift, which was fitting for the occasion.
那上帝给他的礼物呢，也是适合他的场景的。
God gave everything that He had.
因为上帝把他有的一切都给了我们。
You might say that heaven was emptied of its glory when the Son of God came into the world. We might say that heaven was emptied of its glory when God gave His Son into the world.
所以我们可以这么来理解啊，就当上帝把圣子赐下来，道成肉身来到我们中间的时候呢，他几乎是倒空了天堂的在永恒里的荣耀，就全部赐给了人。
And so, in verse 17 there, he says, God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world. His purpose there is explained.
所以17节我很显明的解释了他的目的，他并不是要来定世人的罪。
Don't forget, this is the world that had rejected God.
别忘了，这是一个什么样的世界呢？就是已经拒绝了神的一个世界。
Adam, the first of our race, he disobeyed God. He rebelled against the commandment of God.
那我们第一个祖先亚当，他背逆了神。
And the sentence was passed, you shall surely die.
而且那样的定罪已经有了，就是你吃的日子必定死啊，就是上个树的果子。
And so death is passed upon all persons. Every man, woman, and child enters into a world of death.
那因着亚当的罪就进了人当中了，就所有的男人、女人、孩子就都因着这个，要经历死亡。
And we're all guilty.
我们都是有罪的啊，在神的眼里。
But Jesus came into the world not to condemn, not to judge the world.
那耶稣来不是来定这个世界的罪。
But there's something important for us to look at here.
那有一些更重要的东西呢，我们可以看在这里。
Is that Jesus Christ, when He came into the world, He was sinless.
因为当他来到世界的时候呢，他是那唯一无罪的那个。
His very life here on earth was a condemnation to us because here is a man, a son of man, born of a woman, that lived a perfect life before God and never with no sin.
所以甚至他的一生啊，对我们都像一个定罪，因为呢，他活出来这个生命，他也是个人子，因为他是从女人生的。他这样的一生活出来是完全的无罪，那照出来我们的一生就是特别的肮脏。
And so if we compare that life with all our lives, because we're all sinners, he was sinless. So we compare that life, that life was a greater condemnation to us.
所以当我们把他的一生跟我们的一生去比呢，就很显然我们就站在有罪的地位上。
Because his life of purity and holiness exposed man's distance from God.
所以他的圣洁，他的完全就把人和神之间的距离显明出来了。
Now some people think that Jesus came into the world that he, in order for, to help us to salvation.
那有的人会这么说，说耶稣来到地上呢，是帮助我们去得到那个救恩，进到那个救恩里去。
As though that life that was lived pleasing to God somehow helps us to get to heaven.
那当然了，这个活出来的在神眼里受悦纳喜悦的这个好的生命呢，的确对我们有帮助。
So some people believe or preach that it's my good works plus Jesus' good life that I can add that to my good works, and that somehow then I'm going to be prepared to get to heaven as a result.
这就是有一部分人，他们的神学的观点呢， 就是我们做了好行为，然后加上耶稣一个好的榜样，我去跟随这个好的榜样，他的好的一生然后增添我的好行为的这个力量，然后我借着这样的力量呢，我就到上帝那去。
But that perfect life that he lived will never save us.
但是呢，你要知道他活出来的这个好的一生不可能救我们。
It's a greater condemnation to us.
恰恰相反，他只是照明了，照亮了我们黑暗的这个本性，他对我们本，他的存在恰恰相反，其实对我们是个定罪。
That perfect life that Christ Jesus lived here on earth was for the Father.
因为他活出来这样一个美好的一生，其实是为了天父的。
And the price that would need to be paid for our sin would have to be that perfect life. The price... The price to be paid for our sin had to be a perfect sacrifice.
就是为了我们的罪要去付上的这个代价呢，必须是一个特别完美的献祭，特别完美的牺牲才可以。
And so, that perfect life would have been a condemnation to us if he had not offered that life to God in sacrifice for us.
我们可以想象这么一种场景，假设耶稣只是活了这么一个美好的一生，然后他就离开地面上天了，这样的一生对我们其实只是一个定罪，因为只是显明我们肮脏。但是他如果不但这样，他有一个完美的献祭，那个献祭才是真正救我们的东西。
So he didn't come to live for us, he came to die for us.
所以他并不是来为我们而活，他是来为我们而死，这个非常重要。
And so it says there in verse 17, God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
所以十七节说呢，神差他的儿子来，不是要定世人的罪，而是要叫世人因他得救。
And don't forget in verse 14 and 15, in verses 14 and 15, Jesus had just told Nicodemus that he had to be lifted up on the cross and die.
所以14和15节，耶稣借着摩西在旷野的故事告诉大家，他自己必须像那个铜蛇一样被举起来。
And then so in verse 18, we have the application here. In verse 18, we have the application.
Yeah, 所以十八节呢，我们就开始有应用了啊，就是对十四、十五节的一个应用就来了。
Whoever believes in him is not condemned.
就信他的人不被定罪。
But whoever does not believe stands condemned already.
不信的人罪已经定了。
You see, that's the verse 18 applies. Now there are two classes of people on the world, in the earth.
那现在呢，十八节就告诉我们呢，地上就会分成两种人了。
There are those who believe in God's salvation.
那一种呢，相信神救恩的。
And those who in effect call God a liar.
或者反过来认为上帝是撒谎者的。
And they don't believe.
不信的。
So, they are condemned already.
那这种人的罪就已经被定了。
You see, when Adam took of that fruit in disobedience to God's command,
当亚当吃了那个果子，但是是悖逆神的旨意的情况下吃的。
God said that there would be a separation, death.
然后神就告诉他呢，就会吃的日子必定死，死就是跟神分离啊。
And there was not only would there be a physical death, but immediately upon his act of disobedience, there was spiritual death.
所以不但是肉体的死亡，其实亚当是很晚后面肉体才死亡，但他吃的那一刻呢，那个属灵的那个分离就已经有了。
Now, people can live on the earth spiritually dead and think that there's nothing wrong.
然后一个人他能活着依然在地上 活着，但是呢他的灵是死的，但他没有任何感觉，这有什么不对？
They live their lives with no thought of God.
因为他们在活的过程当中他不会想到任何关于神的事情。
Or they might be very religious and invent a God of their own minds and own thinking.
这个也一点不影响他会非常的宗教化，他发明一个自己的神，然后自己去敬拜去。
But all the time they're separated from the real life of God.
但是呢同时他已经和神永生神真正的生命呢开始隔离了。
And if a person dies, they're under that condemnation. They're already under judgment because they're outside of the life of God.
当他死的时候呢他就实际那个时候他的罪已经定了，是在他生前就已经定了，因为他在生前的决定就已经让他自己远离了神的永恒生命。
And once the spirit is separated from the body, that the destiny is fixed.
所以当灵离开这个人的身体时候呢，在永远的终局就已经决定了。
And it's like the illustration of the snake that's put on the pole in the wilderness.
就像那个铜蛇在旷野被举起来一样。
There was a poison working in those that were bitten by those serpents.
在这个场景里呢，很多以色列人他已经是被蛇咬了，蛇咬了以后呢，他身上已经有蛇毒了，这就是罪了。
Now, all they had to do was look, and they would live.
那上帝告诉他们，你们需要的就是抬头看，看那个举起来的铜蛇。
They looked at that serpent on lifted up on the pole, and they were cured immediately.
然后当他们看见了，他们就得医治，立刻得医治了。
And so in the same way, Jesus was lifted up for our sins.
那同样的道理呢，耶稣也被举起来，因为我们的罪。
He bore our sins there on the cross.
他把我们的罪承担在那个十字架上。
And when we look in faith and believe that that is God's place of salvation.
当我们看见，然后借着信心来看见的时候，而相信，那我们就知道这就是神的救恩，我们就得救。
Then we're saved.
我们就得救。
It takes only a moment, just like that.
只是一个很短的时刻，我们就得救。
But a person that does not believe, if a person that was bitten by the snake did not want to look up, maybe they said, what can a brass serpent on a pole do for me? I've been bitten by the real thing.
所以如果假设另外一种人，那他不愿意去看，那他身上是被蛇咬了，他有蛇毒。他说这样的一个铜蛇在杆子上，怎么能救我这个里面已经被真蛇咬的这个蛇毒呢？
That poison is working in them to bring them to death.
那这个蛇毒呢，就一定会在他身上，最终把他带向死亡。
In other words, they're condemned to death. It's working within them.
因为这样，死亡，被定罪到死亡的这么一个状态呢，是在他里面一直持续的。
And that's the same as that verse 18, the last part. Whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son.
这就是十八节后半段说的，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
The poison of sin is in every one of us.
因为我们每一个人里面都有因罪而来的毒。
It's going to produce physical death. It's already produced spiritual death.
它会带来我们最终肉体的死亡，同时呢，它已经带来了我们属灵跟神的分离，就是属灵的死亡。
But Jesus came as the Savior so that we might look at Him and live.
但耶稣来成为那个救主，我们可以看他然后得救。
And a person that doesn't believe, they'll be separated from God for all eternity.
当人不信的，他一定会在永恒里跟神分离。
Because God is holy. And if a person goes into eternity with their sins unforgiven, they can never, God and that sinner can never come together. Because that a person's destiny is fixed.And God is holy, and the sinner is unholy, and so therefore that's the condemnation. They'll be separated from God forever.
因为神是圣洁的，一个有罪的人，他的结局也定了。 所以呢，在永恒里呢，圣洁的神是没有办法跟一个结局已经定了有罪的人是在一起的。这就是为什么当人要到神面前去的时候，第一件要解决的事就要把自己的罪先解决，得着赦免，罪的代价付上了，才人才变成圣洁，才可能跟神和好。
It's a terrible thing to reject God's offer of mercy.
所以这个是个非常糟糕的事，去拒绝神在他的恩怜悯里给出来的救恩的礼物。
And verse 19, he goes on and says, this is the verdict, this is the condemnation. He explains further.
那十九节就是那个定罪的原因。
This is the verdict, or this is the judgment. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of the light, because their deeds were evil.
光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就在此。
Now, the light there, that's one of John the Apostle who wrote this book. The light is one of his favorite themes.
那约翰福音里讲了很多关于光的概念。
In John's Gospel, you find very simple words using. Let me start. John uses very simple words to explain very profound ideas.
约翰呢，在约翰福音里经常用特别简单的词来解释特别深奥的道理。
He uses words like light.
比方说他用像光这样的词。
And love.
爱。
Believe.
信。
Simple words.
非常简单。
We have such profound meaning to us.
但是有非常深奥的属灵道理。
But here in verse 19,
在十九节
he says that light has come into the world.
他说这样的光来到世间了。
Turn again with me back to the first chapter.
那我们回到一章，约翰的一章。
And read verses 6 to 9.
六到九节。
In verses 1 to 3, he explains that he is none other than the Creator and God himself.
那一到三节我们看见他就是那个创造主神自己。
And then in verses 4 to 6, it says, In him was life, that is in the Lord Jesus, and that life was the light of men.
生命在他里头，他就是耶稣基督，那这生命就是人的光。
There is a profound link between life and light.
所以在生命和光之间是有很深奥的联系的。
Where there is no light, there is no life.
如果没有光就没有生命。
We see this in the natural world, don't we?
我们在有形的外在的世界也是这么样，没有自然光就没有生命。
Sometimes you plant your flowers, and you can't understand why you don't get any flowers.
有的时候你种花，你发现长不出花来。
And so a gardener comes along and explains, well, those flowers need sunlight.
那园丁会过来说呢，哎呀，你这个花需要阳光啊。
And you've planted them under a tree.
你把它种在树底下的。
There's no life where there's no light.
没有光呢，它就没有生命了。
It says here that Jesus was the life. In him was life.
这里说呢，生命在耶稣里头。
Now in verse 3 it says he created all things.
那第三节说呢，他创造了一切的东西。
If he created all things, that includes living things, does it not?
他创造了一切，就包括一切的活物，对不对？
And so in him was life, and that life was the light of men.
那在它里面就是生命。那这样的生命被比喻成什么呢？就是人的光。
It says the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it.
他说光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
There, that light, when Jesus came into the world, he was the light of the world, the very one who created everything.
所以当耶稣来到地上的时候，他就是那个光本身的那个创造万物的光。
But the world didn't recognize that.
但世界却不认识他。
The world of men, the world of sinners didn't recognize him.
人的世界，罪人的世界不认识他。
But what God did was he sent a man in front of him, a forerunner, John the Baptist.
那神做了一个什么样的事呢？他把一个另外一个人差在耶稣前面，就是施洗约翰。
And verse 6, we read that there came a man who was sent from God, his name was John.
那第六节说呢，有一个人是从神那里来的，名叫约翰。
It says he came as a witness to testify concerning that light.
那这人来为要做见证，就是为光做见证。
So that all men, through him, might believe.
叫众人因他可以信。
He said in verse 8, it says, he himself was not the light, he came only as a witness to the light.
他自己不是那光，乃是要为光做见证，是做约翰。
Now notice this verse 9, that's the true light, says, that gives light to every man, he was coming into the world.
那光是真光，这是指耶稣照亮一切生在世上的人。
That is the Lord Jesus, when he came into the world, he was the one that had given life to every person.
这就是耶稣当他在地上的时候，他要把生命给每一个人。
And he was there the life giver, the light himself.
他就是那生命的给予者，光自己。
And there, he, in verse 10 it says, he was in the world, and through the world, and though the world was made through him,The world did not recognize him.
他在世界，第十节，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。
And so, there we find, if we go back to verse 19 of our third chapter, this is the verdict. Light has come into the world.
这就是定罪的审判了。
Now, what prevents people from receiving God's light?
那什么阻止人去接受神的光呢？
You know, I remember once we were exploring a cave when I was young many years ago.
那我在年轻的时候，我以前去探险过一个洞穴。
And we had to go in a place where there was a waterfall went into a cavern.
那这里面呢，先会有一个瀑布啊。就进到那个山谷里去。
And it was very slippery going down the waterfall.
然后他要从那个瀑布顶上下去，但是非常滑。
And we knew that it would be very difficult to get back up.
那我们也知道呢，如果在原路回来就变得很困难了。
So we had to search for another way out.
我们必须得找另外一条路呢，从底下出去。
And as we went along in the cave, it was a small underground river that we were walking in.
那我们下到那个洞穴里面去，我们就发现有一条小的小河，我们可以一直沿着走的。
And then the roof of the cave got lower and lower and lower and lower.
然后那个这个山洞的顶啊，就变得越来越低，越来越低，越来越低。
And we had handmade our home. We had made our own torches from birch bark.
我们自己做了一个大的火炬哈。
We had no flashlight.
我们那时候没有手电筒。
But we could see that the smoke was going down the tunnel. So we knew that there was an opening somewhere.
但是我们看见那个火炬不有烟吗？就看那个烟呢，它是往那一个方向去的，我们就知道那里一定会有。
And then at the last, we were almost ducking down, almost crawling in the water, and then we saw the light.
然后呢，他们一路下，那个顶是越来越低，越来越低，直到一个程度，他们就会趴着要爬了，终于看见前面有光。
And then we were able to follow that light to get to the outside of the cave.
然后他们就跟着那个光就走出了这个洞穴。
We were very happy when we got out.
当我们走出来的时候，我们特别高兴。
Because our torches were almost finished.
因为我们的火炬就快烧完了。
Now, if you're lost, a little bit of light is a wonderful thing.
就当你走迷了的时候，一点点光对你来说是个特别好的东西。
We saw a little light at the end of the tunnel, and we went for the light.
当我们看见远处 有一点小光的时候，我们就会向着那个光去。
You know, you think of a ship at sea, and there they see a searchlight or a lighthouse, and they can then steer for that lighthouse. They know that there's a safe harbor.
我们都知道，航海的时候呢，海员最希望看见就是远处那灯塔的光，看到那一点小光就知道那是一个港口，就往那个光去了。
And so,If we get light, we should walk to the light.
所以当我们看见光的时候，我们都是向光走去的。
Now, it says, we read there in verse 9, or in the first chapter, that, verse 9, the true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world.
那一章的九节，约翰福音一章九节说，那光是真光照亮一切生在世上的人。
Man, our life is from Him.
我们的生命是从他里面来的。
So therefore, man should understand where the source of his life comes from.
所以人需要理解他的生命的源头是在哪里。
Now, you and I who have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ,We have followed that light.
那我们相信耶稣的人呢，就跟随了那光。
Who has light? Who gets the light?
那谁有那个光呢？
Maybe somebody has never heard of the Lord Jesus.
也许有的人从来没有听过耶稣基督。
But there's something in every language and every culture. There's something in every person.To want to either follow the light or reject the light. There's something within us that we respond to the light or we reject the light. We'll see that when it comes here.
Okay. 那我们在里面，我们总有一个这样的声音啊，就是或者我们去跟随那光，或者我们的拒绝那光。
Verse 19, it says.
这就是十九节。
Says this is the verdict: light has come into the world, but many people reject the Lord Jesus. Why?
这就十九节说的，很多人拒绝那光，那为什么呢？
Because they don't understand?
因为他不明白吗？
No. They've never heard?
他们不会听过吗？不是。
No. They don't want to come to the light.
因为他们不想到光这里来。
Everyone has some light. Everyone is given some light.
因为每一个人都给了一点点光了。
We read that the heavens declare the glory of God.
那我们看天上，我们就知道，神创造万物的荣耀在那里。
And they show His creation.
他已经把他自己的创造都显给我们看了。
Why do people not believe?
为什么人不愿意信呢？
Because they love their sin.
因为人愿意喜欢他的罪。
He says that in verse 19.Men love darkness instead of the light because their deeds were evil.
人不爱光倒爱黑暗定他们的罪就在此。
People don't want to change. People want to stay in their sin.
人们愿意待在他的罪里面。
If they follow the light, what's going to happen?
那如果他们跟随那光，会发生什么呢？
Well, we read that in verse 20.
那就是二十节。
He says, Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed.
凡作恶的便恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。
See, if you follow the light, what will happen?Is you'll begin to see what you are really like.
因为你越接近光，你就会越发现自己实际是个什么样子。
Everybody says to themselves, "I'm a good person. I'm not as bad as this next person here."
每个人都会说呢，我是一个很好的人，我不是像他那么坏。
I'm bad, but he's worse.
我很坏，但他更糟糕。
My brothers, actually, he's better than me. But that's why people don't come to the light.
这是为什么人不愿意到光面前来的？
Because they like to think of themselves as good people.
因为人愿意想象自己或者觉得自己是一个好人。
They don't need God.
他不需要神。
What they do is they compare themselves to everybody else.
他们做的是把自己和其他的人做一个比较。
But the real comparison should be to the true light, the Lord Jesus.
那真正的比较其实要把自己和那个真光，就是耶稣基督来做比较。
If we compare ourselves to the true light, we find ourselves what? Guilty sinners.
如果我们把自己和那真光来做比较呢，我们一定会看见我们是什么？我们是罪，有罪的罪人。
And so people, they hide in the darkness.
所以人是藏在那个黑暗里的。
They're afraid that everyone will see them as they know what they, as they know themselves.
他特别害怕每个人看见他的本相是什么样子。
You know, we've had some terrible murders lately, haven't we? Murders on the news. We've
最近在报纸上看见有些特别糟糕的这个杀人犯啊。
And when you read about these murderers, you say that the people that know them say they're shocked that these people could become a murderer.
就当认识这个人的，这些人，看见这个凶手的这个样子啊，都很吃惊啊，说这个人怎么会是这样的
？How did this happen?
这些事是怎么会发生的
？Every one of us, there's a murderer. Within every one of us.
但是我们每个人里面呢，其实都是一个杀人犯。
Given the right circumstances.
只要这个环境合适的话。
And the right pressures.
压力合适的话。
And we could be guilty of the same thing.
我们会有同样的罪。
We mustn't fool ourselves.
我们不要自欺啊。
In comparison to the true light, we are all guilty before God.
那跟那个真光相比呢，我们在神面前都是罪人。
But then in verse 21 it says, But he who lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly what he has been done through God.
但行真理的必来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。
Now the whole thing here is that it isn't a works, a salvation of works here. He's not talking about that.
对，所以他这里是在讲救恩，不是在靠做工而来的。
What it means is that the Lord Jesus has borne all our sins.
他是在说呢，耶稣承担了我们一切的罪。
In Isaiah chapter 53,
我们来看以赛亚书
two verses there, Isaiah 53 verses 5 and 6.
以赛亚书的53篇
verse 5,
yes.
It says, He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities.
哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。
The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we're healed.
因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
Isaiah 53,
以赛亚书53篇1197
verses 4 and 5,
旧约1197。
Does God know the depth of our sin?
神知不知道我们罪的深重呢？
He knew before he even sent the Lord Jesus.
他在派耶稣来之前他就知道了。
And the Lord Jesus has borne all our sin.
所以耶稣承担了我们所有的罪，就像以赛亚书53篇4到5节讲的一样。
He took up, it says there, he was pierced for our transgressions.
所以他说为我们的过犯受害
crushed for our iniquities
为我们的罪孽压伤
the heavy load of our sin crushed The Lord Jesus, when he there was on the cross, and he could cry out, my God, why have you forsaken me?
所以我们的罪孽的重担在十字架上把耶稣压垮了，那他会喊出来说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
And now we can be at peace, it says there in verse 5, the punishment that brought us peace was upon him. He was punished for us.
因他受的刑罚呢，我们却得了平安啊。
But there, if we go back there to our text in John chapter 3.
我们回到约翰的三章十二十节二十一节。
In verse 20 it says that the people won't come to the light that their deeds might be exposed.
二十节说呢，那他们人不愿意来救光呢，因为怕他的行为受责备。
Exposed to who?
受谁的责备，显明给谁呀？
God knows them already.
因为神已经知道了呀，怎么还会？
Jesus has paid the full price for it.
耶稣也已经为这个付上了所有的代价。
So it's not, we're not fooling God, are we?
我们是不能够愚弄神的，对不对？
When a man or woman hides their sins, you can't fool God.
我们把自己的罪藏起来，其实不是在神面前是藏不了的。
But you can call him a liar.
但你还是会说神是个撒谎的。
You can deny that God sent his son.
你也可以说神没有差他的儿子来。
And so then you can hide in your sins.
我们可以藏在自己的罪里。
So you're the world and your friends and your family, they don't know that you're a sinner.
然后你的这整个世界是你的亲戚朋友都不知道你是个罪人啊。
And so,You can try to hide from God and hide from man, but you can never hide from yourself.
但你可以努力，向神躲藏，向你的朋友躲藏，但是你不能向自己躲藏。
But there's a contrast now. Someone who lives by the truth.
但是现在有个对比，那有的会靠着真理而行的。
In verse 21.
但是这就是二十一节。
The one who lives by the truth comes into the light.
那行真理的必来救光。
And you come, that's a believer that believes that God has sent his son into the world.
那这里就是有一个信的概念了，就是相信什么，相信上帝差他的儿子到地上来。
And though guilty, that light exposes our sin and our guilt.
那这即使呢那样的光是显明了我们的罪，也显明了我们是在神面前被定罪的。
But that same light reveals the Savior up on a cross, dying for those very sins.
那这样的光也同时揭示了启示了这样的真理，就是耶稣替我们死在十字架上，这是我们躲避刑罚躲避罪的一个出路。
And so in the last part of that verse 21, it says there that so that it may be seen plainly that what he has done, that is the works of a believer, has been done through God.
所以叫显明他所行的是靠神而行。
The works don't bring salvation.
这样的行为是带不来救恩的。
But salvation produces works.
但是救恩会带来行为。
See, so that what this person, the one that has come to the light, his works are done through what God is doing through the saved person.
所以这个就是他的行为是因为他信了以后在神的里面他在救恩里有改变，然后他就自然就显明他新的这个重生以后的行为是从神来的。
Now let's look at Ephesians chapter 2.
我们来看以弗所书的二章。
And verse 8. And we'll see that this is true.Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8.
二章八节。三百三十九页新约。
Verses 8 to 10.
八到十节。新约三三九。
And I'll get Brother Long to read verses 8 to 10.
我们帮大家读一下第八到第十节。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。 这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
So here we see that salvation is a gift.
我们这里看见的救恩是一个礼物。
It's obtained by faith.
是通过信心来得到的。
AndIt's not from ourselves. Salvation is something that doesn't come from inside us.
这不是从我们里面自己里面出来的，救恩不是从我们来的。
In verse 9 it says, it's not by any works.
也不是通过人任何的行为来的。
If it was by works, then we could boast. We could tell everybody how good we are.
如果是通过行为呢，我就可以自夸，我要告诉别人我有多好。
But the moment we believe, God begins working in us.
当我们信的那一刻呢，神就开始在我们里面做工了。
The Holy Spirit comes in,
圣灵进来
and a new person is born.
一个新的人重生了。
Born again, born from above.
是从上面生的。
And now God is beginning to work in that person.
那神就开始在这个人里面做工了。
And he says there in verse 10, we are God's workmanship.
那就第十节说呢，我们就是神的工作。
We're created in Christ Jesus.
我们是在基督里被造成的。
To do good works.
目的就是要我们做行善。
Notice this next line though.
注意下面一行。
Which God prepared in advance for us to do.
这是神所预备要叫我们行的。
Not only do we get a new life.
我们不但有个新的生命。
But God gives us a new plan for our lives.
神也给我们新的生命里有个新的计划。
And He's created not only a new life within, but He's created good works for us to do outward.
他不但在我们里面创造个新的生命，也借着这样的生命的成长，让我们外面有好的行为出来。
So when we go back to verse 21 of our chapter 3,
我们再回到约翰福音的三章二十一节。
And that last phrase, then, we understand it better.
那这样的下一最后一段，我们就理解的更深一些。
Whoever lives by the truth, comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what he has done has been done through God. It's God working through us. You see.
所以这个行真理的必来救光，显明他所行的是靠神而行的意思，就是他所做的是上帝在他里面因着他的重生开始带领他，所因着这样的生命而出来的外在的行为。所以救恩是免费得的，然后靠神而行的工作是神在做的。
It's not us working for our salvation.
不是我们自己，我们来做来证得这个救恩。
That's we're saved on the basis of faith alone.
我们是靠着信心，唯独靠着信心而得救的。
And then the works are the works of God.
这样的工作是神的工作。
It's the very life of Christ lived through us is what that light is.
这是基督的生命在我们里面彰显出来，完全是靠神而行的。
Now I'm going to let our brother. Did you have?Something you want to say, or do you want to wait till after?
Well, it's up to you.
I realize you can. Maybe you got some.
Okay, sure. Let me just say a few things.
Yeah. I'm going steady here. So.
Yeah.
我们先暂停在这儿，这长老给我们做些补充。
So, the Apostle John is the Apostle of Love.
使徒约翰啊，是一个爱的使徒啊。
You know, every person has a personality. Like you have Peter and James and John and the other disciples, but this disciple here, this apostle, is an apostle of love, and you can see that throughout the book, that he talks about God being a God of love.
所以每一个人都有自己的性格，我们都要彼得、雅各都有自己的性格，所以你会看见呢，约翰福音啊，他一直在启示就是神爱的本性。
And then when he writes here, for God so loved the world that he gave his One and only Son. This love that he's talking about is the central theme of all the Bible. It's the center of all the Bible that God so loved the world.
所以神爱世人呢，他爱每一个人，所以爱呢是整本圣经最终的一个最最核心的内容。
in the Old Testament, they didn't understand this love of God. How deep it was, how intense it was for the world, that he would be willing to give his only son to die for all of mankind.
所以我们怎么样去理解呢？神就借着圣子死在十字架上，就显明他向世人的爱是何等的深，是何等的大。
Now, the Jewish people always related light to God. So when Jesus was talking to these people, and he's saying that I am the light of the world, they understood that light is God. God is light.
所以当耶稣去跟当时的犹太人讲光的时候呢，其实犹太人知道光就是上帝。所以当耶稣讲到光的时候，他其实就是在讲自己就是上帝。
And I believe I mentioned it before that scientists are just discovering some of the secrets that have been hid away in life. They were just, I was hearing on the news that scientists have discovered that when conception takes place, when a child is conceived, that there's a spark, a light,that goes into that conception. And life begins. It's God giving that child life right from the beginning.
所以当科学家现在有研究呢，那发现一个孩子刚刚被怀孕的时候，他是有个很小的光进到他这个里面去的。所以就每一个生命其实是从神来的。
Now Eric was talking aboutthat the light exposes all the imperfections.
然后刚才 Eric 弟兄说到光会把一切的不完全的一切的罪来显明出来。
You know, when the tradesmen are putting up the drywall on a building inside, you know, these walls are made out of drywall. And they have to mud it and sand it and dry it. They put upan intense light on that where the joint is to make sure there's no imperfection in it. They want to make sure it's perfect.
当那个工人去刷这些墙的时候，这些石膏墙的时候呢，他们怎么做呢？他们先把这个板放在上面，然后抹泥，抹完了以后呢，他们会做一个很有意思的事情，就是他会把特别强的光呢照在这些板上，干什么呢？来发现任何的瑕疵，就是他要确保这个墙平很白，没有任何的点，也没有任何的不对啊。
The light will show if it's perfect or not.
这样的光，强光下面呢，就能显出它是不是好或者不好的。
Same thing with the painters. When they paint the wall, they put a bright, bright light on there to make sure that there's no imperfections in it.
油漆匠也是一样。那当他漆完了以后，他也会用一个强光去照，来看这个到底行或不行。
But those people that don't care, they don't put any light on there.
但对于不在意是不是好或者是不是有瑕疵的人，他肯定不会去照它。
They want to hide their job that's not done very well.
他相反的，他想把没做好的点呢，最好能藏起来。
And that's what the Word of God is talking about here. That when people are doing or sinning against God, breaking God's law, they don't want to come into that light.
所以这里就讲到人他选择罪，愿意在罪里的时候呢，他就不会想到神的光那边去，因为这显出来就。
Because the light will expose their sin.
因为光会显明他的罪。
You know, our little girl, when she was quite young, if she would do something wrong, she would go and hide somewhere. She would hide somewhere. And we'd be looking for her. And we'd find her, and then she would tell us that she broke something, or we'd say, well, you know, give her a hug and say, that's okay, you know, we understand. But there's a conscience in us, in our heart. When we do something wrong against God, we tend to hide from God.
我们的小女儿当她还小的时候呢，她做了一些坏事的时候，她就会藏起来。然后我们总是要去找她，把她找出来的时候呢，她一定会哭，她说我打碎了什么东西。然后我们去抱抱他，说没关系。所以你会看见我们里面都是有这颗心，知道呢。我们做搞砸了事情呢，我就想藏起来。
But if we know our God, we know that He is willing to forgive. He wants to forgive us. He knows we're like this. You know, if you were to look inside, we were talking about comparing people. I'm more wicked than somebody else. But if you look in the heart, you know, it's the most wicked heart. When God shines His light on this heart, it is so wicked that even if you was to bring it to my conscience how wicked it is, I couldn't take it in. I couldn't live with that.
所以神特别愿意原谅我们，但是当这个光来的时候呢，我们人会有一个比较难受的过程，就是因为我们每个人都是罪人。我们刚才讲到了互相比较的时候，当这光一来的时候呢，就看见谁是很糟糕，然后其实我们甚至都不愿意跟被照亮的这个人活在一起啊，就知道这个人很糟糕，其实就是我们自己。
But it doesn't matter how wicked our heart is, God still loves us.And he wants to forgive our sins.
但不管我们有多么坏啊，上帝愿意原谅我们，他特别愿意，原谅我们的罪啊，那赦免我们的罪，这就是他在十字架上做成的功。
I know we don't have that much time, but I wanted to read first John.
一起来读一段约翰一书的部分。
And in the second chapter,
约翰一书的二章。
Pardon me.The third chapter,
chapter 3,
and verse 16.
三章十六节，约翰一书的三章十六节，424页，新约的424页。
Yeah, First John chapter 3 and verse 16.
424
says this. This is how we know what love is. How do we know what love is?
他说，我们怎么知道什么是爱呢？
This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us.
我们怎么知道呢？主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。
That is love.
这就是爱。
Okay, and also in chapter 4.
然后我继续再往下，四章。
And verse 16.
四章十六节。
And so we know and rely on the love God has for us.God is love. Whosoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him.
约翰一书的四章十六节，神就是爱。神爱我们的心，我们也知道，也信神就是爱。住在爱里面的，就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
Okay, so this is God's measure of love.His measure of love is shown to mankind in Christ, His Son.
神衡量爱的一个方式就是让我们看见他差耶稣来替我们死了，就把这个爱的这个量啊，衡量啊，就告诉了我们。这就是神爱的表达。
So when we talk about the works, the good works, they start when we are believers and we do good works in God.But you see the story of Abel and Cain. One son wanted to do good works in God. Okay, he sacrificed the lamb. He knew that there was no forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood. A life had to be given for a life. The other brother, he wanted to do works. He wanted to bring God all the work that he did in producing his fruits and vegetables, and he wanted to present that to God. And God said, no.He said, I will not accept that. But the good works start when we believe that Jesus Christ is working through us, in us, and through us, and all these good works are produced. Good fruit is produced. And those are what God will accept. Nothing more.
好的行为啊，它的源头一定是从信神来的，从神里来的。最好的例子就是在亚当的两个儿子身上发生的。当老大呢该隐杀了亚伯老二的时候呢，其实在最初他们俩都是一个他想做好行为的心来驱动的。亚伯他想献祭给神，他是按照神的心意来给他的，因为他知道罪的工价就是死，他要献上羊，付上血的代价，然后他把羊献给神。然后该隐呢是按照他的意思来献礼物给神的，而不是按照神的意思来给神礼物的。所以该隐的好行为是出于他自己，亚伯的好行为是出于神，这就区别了两种完全不同的好行为，那带来的结果就是该隐杀了亚伯。
And then and only then will God say to us, well done, good and faithful servant, because all that we've done is through Christ.
所以神会说呢，好，你做得很好，你这忠心又良善的仆人，因为我们完全做的是一个仆人的角度，是通过基督来做的。若没有基督呢，我们其实做不了什么。
Yeah, that's all I
want
to say.
Okay. Yeah. 好，我们一起休息一下，我们做个祷告。啊，我们在天上的父，谢谢您，赐给我们这样宝贵的真理。我们要感谢您，让我们明白，我们靠着自己是不能得救的。让我们明白，我们唯一的指望和盼望就是我们抬头仰望基督，相信他，接受他进到我们的生命里，我们一切的重担，一切的罪。就卸给了神，您就赦免了我们，您就要把那藏在基督里的祝福和恩典倾倒给我们，父啊，这是何等美好的消息，父啊，求您帮助我们能够接受这样的福音，也帮助我们在这福音里，因着圣灵而来的重生，一天一天的长大，成为一个新造的人，我们才有真正的好行为，才能真正成为身边人的祝福，父啊，谢谢您，求您让我们明白也接受这样的真理，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门，
阿门。
那我们把剩下的一章的这个部分全部查完。
It's from verse 22 down to verse 36.
这就是22节到36节的部分。
We've already read it, so we don't need to read it again.
我们已经读过了，不再读了。
But we'll refer to the verses as we get to them.
对，我们看到哪一节经文的时候，我们就再来讲。
The heading in my Bible is that this is John the Baptist's testimony about Jesus.
然后在我的圣经的这个小标题呢，这一大段的小标题叫做施洗约翰为耶稣做见证。
The Lord Jesus had finished speaking now, had finished speaking with Nicodemus.
这时候呢，耶稣已经和尼哥底母的对话结束了。
He talked about the necessity of the new birth.
他讲到了新生重生的重要性。
And of God's love sending His Son into the world.
神因着爱把他的圣子赐下来。
So now the scene changes.
这样的话呢，到这里呢，这个谈话的主题就变了。
And the interview that Jesus had with Nicodemus took place in Jerusalem.
那这个耶稣和尼哥底母的对话呢，是在耶路撒冷发生的。
But now the scene goes out into the countryside.
那现在这个场景就换到了乡下，就是。
It says there that after this, Jesus and his disciples went out into the Judean countryside.
这是以后呢，耶稣和门徒到了犹太地。就在那里居住实习。
And it says there he spent some time with them.
他跟他们住在那里住了一段时间。
Now John, at this point, the Lord Jesus had already chosen his 12 disciples.
在这里呢，其实耶稣已经把十二个门徒选好了。
And so now he was in the process of training those disciples and teaching them.
那他在一个什么过程呢？在训练这十二个门徒。
And so,Out in the countryside, there would be more opportunity to be alone with them.
那在乡下的时候，在旷野的时候呢，耶稣可以有更多的机会跟门徒在一起。
And so, but there people followed the Lord Jesus everywhere he went.
但是人们呢，不管耶稣走到哪呢，都跟着他。
Although it doesn't say so, he was probably healing the sick, doing other miracles.
虽然这里没有讲呢，但耶稣应该也是还是在做很多的神迹，比如说医治病人。
And he was preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
也在传讲神国的福音。
And it was the same gospel of the kingdom that John the Baptist was preaching.
也是跟约翰，施洗约翰讲的这个福音是一样的。
The message was repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
这就是神国的福音，就说要悔改，进神的国。
And as people came forward confessing their sins, they were baptized.
那人们都来到他那里呢，承认自己的罪来受洗。
And so we read there that Jesus spent some time with his disciples and he was baptized and also baptizing.
所以耶稣在这里 住了一段时间跟门徒也施洗。
Now chapter 4 verse 2,
四章的二节,
just over the page or wherever you are there,
往后翻页,
it was that, it mentions here that, it was not Jesus who was baptizing, but his disciples.
四章二节这里我们其实看见的不是耶稣自己施洗，是他的门徒在施洗。
So Jesus himself did not baptize people in the water.
耶稣自己呢并不用水跟人施洗。
Now about 20 miles away, John the Baptist was continuing his ministry.
那20英里以外呢，约翰还是在自己做，继续做他的工。
In verse 23, read, Now John also was baptizing at Enam near Salem, because there was plenty of water and people were constantly coming to be baptized.
那约翰在靠近撒冷的埃嫩也施洗，因为那里水多。
So we know that the Lord Jesus went down from Jerusalem, went down out into the Judean countryside, and from there up to where John the Baptist was, about a day's journey, 20 miles or so.
所以在耶稣去的这个地方啊，在到了犹太地的这个地方呢，这个地方离约翰施洗的那个地方大概是一天的走路，一天的日程。
And so this is a period of time when the ministry of the Lord Jesus and the ministry of John the Baptist, they kind of overlapped.
这就是一段什么时间呢？耶稣在服侍的时候，然后呢，施洗约翰也在服侍，他们俩的服侍呢，有这么一小段，很短一段时间的重叠期。
And it presented in the minds of some a little bit of confusion.
然后这个会有的时候会给人带来一点困惑啊。
So we find that John, he was baptizing him near Salem, and because there was plenty of water there.
他靠近撒冷的埃嫩施洗呢，约翰，因为那里水多。
And that's one of the reasons that we believe in baptism by immersion, because it mentions here that when John baptized, there was plenty of water. In other words, there was enough water to immerse.
这就是我们经常会讲到为什么要全身浸礼施洗的一个理由之一啊，就是约翰在那里施洗，因为那地方水多，他才能够让人能够全部浸下去，达到这么一个效果。
Now the Spirit of God wouldn't have mentioned that, but for the fact that there being plenty of water, if it was just sprinkling water on, you wouldn't need much water, would you?
对，如果假设换一个方式，如果只是点水里就弹一点水呢，其实你不需要很多的水了。
But there's no direct commandment anywhere about how one is to be baptized.
但这里并没有一个直接的这个教导或者这个命令，那需要我们人怎么样才去施洗哈。
But people were coming constantly to John the Baptist. They were continuing to come to be baptized by him.
那人们不停地来到施洗约翰那里来接受他的洗礼。
And this was before John was put into prison.
这是在施洗约翰被抓起来之前。
Now, the circumstances of his imprisonment were that he was a faithful witness.
那在这之前其实他是一个特别忠实的见证人啊，对耶稣。
Notice there, if we turn to Matthew chapter 14, we get the circumstances of his imprisonment. But up until this point, he had not yet been put into prison. That's Matthew chapter 14.
那是马太福音的14章啊，就讲到了施洗约翰被抓的殉道的这么一个过程。
And we read from verse 3.
从三节，就是新约的27页。马太福音十四章三节开始。
And now Herod had arrested John. That's King Herod had arrested John and bound him and put him in prison because of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife. What had happened is Herod had taken Philip's wife for himself. And Philip, his brother, was the tetrarch of Galilee. Herod was the king in Jerusalem. And John the Baptist he not only called people to repent from their sins, but he also called out people in their sins.
所以起先呢，希律为他兄弟腓力的妻子希罗底的缘故呢，把约翰拿住锁在监里。这是原因，是因为呢，约翰，对他说呢，你娶这妇人不合理，因为希律娶了他，腓力他的兄弟腓力的妻子为自己的妻子。所以你会看见施洗约翰不但教导人去从罪中，悔改啊，他也点明人在罪里啊，他直接就点出了希律在罪里的这个状态。
John the Baptist would say to Herod, Herod, you're the king. You have must set an example. You have sinned against God and against your brother.
所以他实际上就跟那个希律说呢，你是王啊，你是个国王啊，你做了一个这么糟糕的榜样，向神犯罪。
And he says there in verse 4, for John had been saying to him, it's not lawful for you to have her.
这就第四节讲的，你娶这妇人是不合理的。
So he pointed out to Herod, Herod, it's not lawful for you to have her as your wife.
所以施洗约翰就指着希律说呢，这你娶你哥哥的妻子是兄弟的妻子是不合理的。
So Herod then put John the Baptist in prison, and then later we read that he was put to death.
所以希律呢就把他抓起来了，把施洗约翰抓起来。后面呢，这个希罗底呢又想了个办法，就把他给杀了。
And, you know, as a witness for the Lord Jesus, John did not have a very good retirement.
那作为耶稣的这个见证人呢，其实，施洗约翰的这个退休生活不怎么样啊。
You know, we often think we like to retire and take things easy and have a nice pleasant life at the end, right?
我们常常会觉得我们做完了工作，退休，找一个很好的地方待着，过很安享晚年。
Well, his head was taken from his shoulders, wasn't it?
但是他的头却被砍下来了啊。
And all of the disciples, except for John, who was writing this book, they all suffered martyrdom for their profession.
不但如此哈，除了写这本书的使徒约翰活到了比较老的年纪，剩下的使徒全都殉道了。
The God of this world hates the testimony of the light.
因为这个世界的王撒旦啊，他特别恨这个为光做见证的人。
As the prince of darkness, he wants to keep everyone in darkness.
因为作为黑暗的王子啊，他希望把每一个人都留在黑暗里。
And so,
撒旦
John the Baptist, he was a witness for the light.
施洗约翰呢，他是对光的一个见证人。
And he suffered as a result.
然后他最终受了很大的苦难。
But up to this point, the Lord, it says here, John was not yet put in prison.
这就是二十四节说他还没下在监里的意思。
But then we find in verse 26, there was a, 25 verse, verse 25, that an argument developed between some of John's disciples and a certain Jew or Jews over the matter of ceremonial washing.
那二十五节说呢，约翰的门徒和一个犹太人辩论洁净的理。
The Jews were much confused about these baptisms of Jesus and John.
犹太人非常困惑啊，看见耶稣和施洗约翰在那施洗啊。
And because the Jews were very much concerned with outward washings and purifications.
因为犹太人在当时因着长时间的律法下面呢，他们特别在意外在的礼仪。比如说怎么洗手啊，怎么洗东西。
They would wash their hands, after every course, whether they needed to or not. It was all outward show.
全部都是外在的表现。就他经常洗手，不管这个手其实需不需要洗，反正他做一样什么事情，他就洗一下手，以表明他是要洁净自己。他总是用一些礼仪式的方式来应对神。
We don't know what the argument was about, but it had something to do with these ceremonial washings that the Jews, were so concerned about.
所以我们也不知道是不是当时犹太人看见这个两个人在施洗啊，他们是不是也有对于他们的这个礼仪或者有一个新的这个看法造成他们的困惑，我们不得而知。
And, the Jews are very concerned one time when Jesus' disciples, they were very hungry. They were walking through a wheat field and they took some of the heads of the ripe wheat, rubbed them in their hands and ate them.
然后有另外的一个场合呢，犹太人也特别的困惑或者生气，在于呢，耶稣的门徒啊，他自己路过那个麦田的时候呢，就搓了那个麦子吃，但那个时候那天是安息日。
And they said to Jesus, "Why don't your disciples wash their hands? They're eating before they wash their hands."
嗯，他跟这个耶稣说呢，为什么你这些门徒啊，这个吃东西前都不洗手？
If I'd been there, I would have interrupted and said, "Those, they're not little boys. They don't have to be told when to wash their hands."
如果我在那个时候，我一定会跟那个犹太人说，他们又不是小孩子，他知道什么时候该不该洗手。
But of course, Jesus said to them, "He said, you like to clean, make everything clean on the outside, but inside, he said, you're not changed at all. You're like." There's still sin in your life.
所以耶稣说呢，你们只注重外表，你们不知道里面依然是满了罪啊。所以耶稣说呢，入口的不脏了，出口的才脏。
So the
里面出来的才脏，吃进去的不脏。
So the argument was something to do with cleansing, and so the John's disciples come to John the Baptist, and they say to him in verse 26, "Rabbi, the man who was with you on the other side of the Jordan, the one you baptized, you testified about, well, he's baptizing and everybody's going to him."
他就来见约翰说，拉比，从前你同你在约旦河外你所见证的那一位，现在施洗，众人都往他那里去了。
Now, we know that baptizing does not affect the inward person.
我们都知道外在的施洗呢，其实并不影响里面的这个人的状态。
The Jews thought that baptisms had something to do with the cleansing of the soul.
因为犹太人因着他们一贯以来的思维方式，他们认为这样的外在的东西呢，一定会对你里面产生一些什么影响或联系，这是他的逻辑方式。
Baptism is an outward symbol of what has already taken place by the Spirit of God in the heart.
我们都知道受洗和施洗啊，其实只是一个外在的结果和表象，告诉我们一个内在已经改变的事实，是外在的一个宣称，它而不是反过来。
Water is just a picture of the Word of God activated by the Holy Spirit in cleansing the soul.
所以这个水啊，施洗的水只是预表着神的话来洁净你啊，这是一个比喻来洁净你啊。
But natural water can never touch the spirit.
因为我们知道自然状态下的水其实是不能碰到你的灵的。
Only the word of God.
只有神的话，神的道才能洁净你的灵。
And by God's word, by the power of the Holy Spirit, can actually cleanse the soul.
在圣灵的作用下，做工下，加上神的道，才能洁净我们的灵。
So, baptism is just an outward symbol of what has already taken place within.
所以，受洗只是外在的一个表征，来表达已经在里面发生的一个事情。
It's a testimony.
这是一个见证，告诉世人我里面已经变了。
But John's disciples came to him. They had a problem with this.
但是呢，约翰的门徒啊，他们有一点问题了。他们来到约翰面前了。
And they knew how important the baptism was.
他们也都知道，这样的施洗有多重要。
Because people, when they were baptized, they confessed their sins.And John the Baptist was getting them ready for the kingdom of heaven.
所以当他们来到约翰面前受洗的时候，都是要承认自己的罪。所以呢，这样的受洗其实是让他们预备好了去接受救恩，因为他谦卑了。
And of course, that kingdom, there's no kingdom without a king. And of course, the king is the Lord Jesus Himself.
所以我们讲国度，国度，国度就应该有王嘛。那王是谁呢？王是耶稣，所以预备好了去等候那个真正国度的王来。
So John the Baptist came for a light as a witness to the true light we read earlier.
所以施洗约翰他自己来呢，他只是对于那个真光做一个见证，这是他的历史作用啊，地位和作用。
So when he preached repent and receive the king.
所以他的教导呢，就是要悔改来接受福音。
And so that it was a very important message. However, John's disciples, their problem was that they learned that Jesus and his disciples, well, Jesus' disciples, were baptizing more people than John the Baptist was baptizing.
这个时候，约翰的门徒发现了，就耶稣的门徒施洗比他们还多。
He says, everybody's going to him rather than to us.
他说每个人都到他们那里去了，不到我们这里来了。
John the Baptist, his disciples didn't quite understand.
然后他的门徒就不是太明白约翰的门徒。
The ministry of John the Baptist.
就不太明白施洗约翰的这个服事到底怎么了。
So John the Baptist now is going to explain in more detail about his relationship with the Lord Jesus.
所以这个时候施洗约翰要解释他的服事的和耶稣服事的关系了。
In verse 27,
这就二十七节。
He says here, John the Baptist, in great humility now, notice there's not one word of thinking of competition with the Lord Jesus. There's no thought of pride being entering into this.
所以这里完全没有任何的比较和嫉妒在这里面，因为他要从这他的观念头都是从天上来的。
He says, a man can only receive what is given him from heaven. Verse 27.
约翰说，若不是从天上赐的人就不能得什么。
John the Baptist had received a ministry from heaven.
那施洗约翰呢，是从天上得了一个服事的人。
It was an angel that announced that to his father Zechariah.
有个天使跟他的父亲撒迦利亚说哈。
And the angel explained what that ministry would be. You can look in Luke chapter 2, or Luke chapter 1 rather.
你可以看路加的一章二章，可以看到当时这个撒迦利亚是天使是怎么跟撒迦利亚说的。
But John the Baptist had received a ministry from God himself, from heaven.
所以施洗约翰自己从神那里呢得了他服事要做的事情。
And he says, he explains to his disciples, you yourselves, verse 28, you yourselves can testify that I said, I'm not the Christ, but I am sent ahead of him.
他说我曾说我不是基督，是奉差遣在他前面的。
His purpose was to be just a forerunner of the one that would follow him.
他目的只是为那个要来的那个真正的王耶稣做先遣做先锋的。
Again, chapter 1, verses 6 to 8, he's reminding them of what he had told them earlier.
所以他只是提醒他们他以前其实施洗约翰已经告诉了他门徒的内容，就是约翰福音的一章
In verse 6 it says, there came a man who was sent from God, his name was John.That's John the Baptist. Then in verses 19,
下面十九节，一章六节和十九节。
The Jews from Jerusalem came down to ask him about his ministry.
那犹太人从耶路撒冷下来问他的，关于他是谁。
And who he was to identify himself. In verse 19.
对，十九节。
But in verse 20 and on, he says, he did not fail to confess.But confess freely, I am not the Christ.
二十节就说他自己说他不是基督。
And then they asked him, well then, who are you, Elijah? He said, no, I'm not. Are you the prophet? That is Moses. He said, no.
他就要问你是以利亚吗？不是，是先知吗？就是摩西吗？他说也不是。
Finally, they said, who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those Essenes. Who do you say? What do you say about yourself?
他就后面人就问他，你到底是谁呢？
He said, I am the voice.
他说我就是那个声音。
Of one calling in the desert, make straight the way for the Lord.
我就是那旷野人声那个声音喊着说修直主的道路。
And so that's what he in verse 28 of chapter 3, if you go back there,
我们回到三章的二十八节,
John had given them a quick review of his testimony.
约翰就开始很快地回顾了一下他的见证了。
He said, I'm not the Christ.
他说我不是基督。
But I'm sent ahead of him.
是奉差遣在他前面的。
Now notice now notice what he does. He illustrates his relationship to the Lord Jesus.
所以这里他开始把他和耶稣的关系开始解释清楚了。
He uses the figure of a bride and a bridegroom.
他用了一个比喻啊，就是新郎和新娘。
And the best man at a wedding.
然后其他的新郎和新娘的朋友。
So there we have in verse 29.
这就29节的内容。
He said the bride belongs to the bridegroom.
他说娶新妇的就是新郎。
The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him.
新郎的朋友站着听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐。
And he's full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice.
故此我这喜乐就满足了。
Now this picture of course comes from a Jewish wedding.
所以这个图像就是犹太人的婚礼的图像。
And we have the groom is the Lord Jesus.
我们都知道新郎就是耶稣。
The bride is the church.
新娘就是教会。
And John the Baptist is not part of the church. And he's not the groom, you see. John the Baptist's disciples thought that when John the Baptist baptized, that they were followers of him. But no, they're to be joined to none other than the bride of Christ.
所以我们都知道施洗约翰他并不是教会的一部分，因为那时候教会还没有成立。那他同时他也不是新郎，因为新郎是耶稣。所以呢他的门徒施洗约翰的门徒认为呢跟着他的受洗的那些人呢最终应该是要一直跟着他的。他们不明白这些人最终都是要去跟着那个新郎的，因为新郎才是那个主角。
Now of course the church had not been born yet. The church had not begun yet.
也就是教会都还没有开始啊。
But the believers in the Lord Jesus after his death and resurrection and his ascension to the Father and then the descent of the Holy Spirit would baptize that same company of believers into one body.The church, the bride of Christ.
所以呢，这群人是最初教会的组成部分，就是施洗约翰施洗的这些人。那他们在耶稣受难升天之后，圣灵降下来，圣灵施洗的头一批人就是施洗约翰的这些。
Now, at a Jewish wedding, there was like a best man, very similar to what we call the best man, to look after the groom.
那在犹太人的婚礼里呢，会有一群人，他们就是新郎的朋友。
And
here
he's called the friend that attends the bridegroom.
就是新郎的朋友了，就得翻译成新郎的朋友。
And that's how John the Baptist saw himself. That's what he was.
这就是施洗约翰把自己定位的地方，就是新郎的朋友。
There's the groom and there's the bride.
有新郎，有新娘。
But then there's the third party, which is the best man.
那有第三方，那就是新郎的朋友。
And he has no claim upon the bride at all. That's the groom for the groom.
那新娘是给新郎的。
But what is his reaction is one of joy that his friend gets a lovely bride.
那他的喜乐从哪里来呢？就是他的新郎的这个主人和这个新娘有非常美好的婚姻。
John the Baptist's disciples, they had it wrong, didn't they? They thought there was some competition between the two.
所以施洗约翰的门徒啊，他们有一些误解，他们总感觉呢，好像两个人在抢人，在有竞争啊。
But he's only the announcer. He's the one who points out the bridegroom.
因为这个新郎的朋友他只是一个宣告者，他只是把人引向新郎的，那看这就是新郎，他是这么个身份。
In one of the parables, we have the best man saying, "Behold, the groom cometh." Right? In the parable of the virgins, the 10 virgins.
对，所以在那个马太福音的那个十童女的比喻里面
，or five virgins.
对，十童女的比喻里面，我们就知道也是一个婚礼的比喻，说哎呀，看哪，新郎来了，他会有一个人在那喊的。
Now, might be good for us to look at this bride for just a moment, because it's interesting to see this. If we could go to Ephesians chapter 5.
我们可以看一点点关于这个新娘的部分啊，我们看一下以弗所书的五章。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 25.
五章的二十五节。344页。新约三百四十四页
，two verse, twenty-seven,
二十五节到二十七节。
Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
So there we see the church absolutely without spot, without any blemish whatsoever.
所以我们看见这个教会呢，是完全的圣洁，没有任何的瑕疵。
A radiantlyHoly, perfect church.
圣洁完全的。
Where have all our sins gone?
那我们的罪都到哪去了呢？
They've been cleansed by the precious blood of the Lamb of God.
他被洁净了，被羔羊的血洁净了。
Our great bridegroom who gave himself for us.
那我们那和最伟大的新郎把他自己给了我们。
Then in verse 32 we read, "This is a profound mystery."
这是一个
But I am talking about Christ and the church.
三十二节，这是一个极大的奥秘，但我是指基督和教会说的。
Then if you turn with me to Revelation chapter 19,
再往后翻启示录的十九章。
There we'll see the wedding that actually takes place.
我们就看见那个婚礼就已经在开始了哈。四百五十五页，新约的四五五。
There we read
四五六。
In verse 6, 19 of verse 6 down to verse 8.
第六节到第八节。
Or in verse 9.
第九节。
6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters, and like the sound of peals of thunder, shouting, "Hallelujah, for our Lord God.Reign, Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of the saints. Then the angel said to me, Write, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, These are the true words of God.
在第六节到第九节哈，启示录十九章，我听见好像群众的声音、众水的声音、大雷的声音说：“哈利路亚！因为主我们的神全能者做王了，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣。这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。天使吩咐我说：你要写上，凡被请赴。”羔羊之婚宴的有福了，又对我说：“这是神真实的话。”
So there we see the bride now. It says she's given fine linen, which stands for the righteous acts of the saints. That is, those good deeds that He is working in and through us.
所以第八节说的光明洁白的细麻衣啊，就是耶稣在我们里面所做的那好的行为啊，借着我们做出来，但是他在我们里面做的。
Again, we emphasize, it isn't our good works. It isn't the good works that got the bride where she is. The good works are a result of what we read in Ephesians chapter 5, that he is cleansing her through the washing of water by the word. It's his actions. And all praise and all glory is going to go to him, not to us.
所以这一切的行为不是靠着我们自己在我们里面自己做出来的，而是我们信靠他以后，他改变我们，他我们的里面重生了以后，在他的喂养下开始成长，所以是一切荣耀都是神的。
So then, that's just a look at the bride, of the Lamb. Now, so the bride there, he says, belongs to the bridegroom, and the friend who attends the bridegroom, verse 29. He waits and listens for him and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. When will that be? When will we hear the bridegroom's voice?
我们什么时候能听到新郎的声音呢?
That when we hear the bridegroom's voice in the words of the Song of Solomon, rise up, my fair one, and come away. That's when he comes for his church at the rapture.
我们听到新郎的声音的时候，就是他已经来迎娶他新娘了，就是基督来迎娶他的教会的时候，那是最后的时候。
There'll be the time when the groom comes and calls, and the John the Baptist will be there at the wedding, and he'll be pointing out these things. He'll be there as a guest, as a blessed guest. Blessed are they that are invited to that wedding feast.
所以施洗约翰在那一天呢，也会是一个被邀请参加婚宴的新郎的朋友，他要指出这个新郎是谁。
He'll be absolutely full of joy, he says here in verse 29, when he hears the bridegroom's voice.
所以二十九节说他心里要满足啊，喜乐要满足。
But notice what he says at the end of verse 29. That joy is mine, and it is now complete.
他说这个喜乐就满足了，他声音听到的声音呢，他就高兴，他高兴就满足了。
I receive my ministry from God the Father. He has given it for me to complete, and I finished it. And then in, yes, I better let you have it.
所以施洗约翰从天父呢得着了那个服事的命令呢，他到这个时候呢，他就服事就完成了。
And he says there, this is the great statement of John the Baptist. He must become greater. I must become less.
这三十节是施洗约翰一个特别重要的宣告，是他必兴旺，他就是基督，我必衰微。
Now, let's not forget, if we look at the life of the Lord Jesus, he made himself of no reputation. He made himself very small. In order to come into the world, he came as a servant of servants. And then he offered himself up to God as a sacrifice. His entire life was given up.
我们别忘了耶稣来的时候，他是把自己谦卑到特别谦卑，仆人的角度，但是他把自己的一生呢，都给出来了。
And so, when we think of John the Baptist in answering his disciples, saying, well, John the Baptist's disciples said, his star is rising, this Jesus, his star is rising and you're decreasing, he says.
你想想，施洗约翰的门徒一定是这么说，你看那个是耶稣啊，他就像星星一样，他上来了，你下来了。
But John the Baptist said, yes, that's exactly the purpose. He must increase, I must decrease.
你可以想象，施洗约翰的回答 很让人意外，就是哎，这就是应该有的呀，这我他本来就是应该起来的，我本来就是应该下去的。
But as I mentioned just a little bit before this, Jesus humbled himself in coming out of the glory of heaven to come as a servant and then to be offered up as a burnt offering, as a sacrifice unto God for our sins.
但这样的道理其实就是神国的道理。耶稣自己也是先谦卑的，所以先有谦卑后有荣耀，他总是自己先谦卑，他谦卑到马槽里，他谦卑成一个仆人的仆人，最后神把他抬高到万王之王的位置。
Now this great example that we have of the Lord Jesus and of John the Baptist,
所以我们这是一个非常好的例子啊，就是施洗约翰和耶稣都给了我们很好的例子，他们先谦卑再起来。
I think every servant of the Lord should take that verse 30 and that should be their verse. Make it ourselves our own.
每一个神的仆人呢，都需要把三十节作为自己的经文。我们每一个人都是这么说的，他必兴旺，我必衰微，耶稣必兴旺，我必衰微。
That Christ might be glorified in our lives and our life might become less.
然后耶稣会成为我们生命的荣耀，那我们的生命呢，就会变得衰微，就谦卑。
Then people might see Jesus rather than me.
人们就借着这样的看见的是耶稣，不是看见的我。
That's exactly what the Lord Jesus said. He that would save his life is going to lose it, but he who gives away his life is going to save it for life eternal.
这就是耶稣讲的，那要得着生命的，就反而失丧生命。那失丧生命的，那要得着生命在永恒。
We as servants of the Lord, we want to exalt the Lord Jesus.
所以我们只是神的耶稣的仆人，我们要把耶稣抬到他应有的位置上。
In order to do that, though, we need to sacrifice ourselves.
那为了做到这样呢，我们要让自己先衰微。
As Paul the Apostle put it, it's no longer I that live.But Christ, who lives in me, to the glory of God.
那就像使徒保罗说的，他说：“我在活着呢，不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。”
We need to then verse 31.
那三十一节
it says John continues here. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is from the earth belongs to the earth and speaks.As one from the earth, the one who comes from heaven is above all.
从天上来的是在万有之上，从地上来的是属乎地，他所说的也是属乎地，从天上来的是在万有之上。
The one from heaven, of course, is the Lord Jesus himself.
那从天上来当然就是耶稣自己了。
John says, I'm from the earth. I was born of Elizabeth and Zechariah.
所以约翰在这一节接着上面一节讲的，其实就在说的，那我是从地上来的，因为我是撒加利亚和那个伊丽莎白生的。
But this one here, he was conceived by the Holy Spirit, God Himself.
那这里有一个，他是从天上来的，他是圣灵怀孕生的。
He's still talking about his relationship with the Lord Jesus.
他一直还是在讲他和耶稣基督之间的关系。
And he's using another figure. He says that he that came from above is above all. I'm from here. He's from here.
所以施洗约翰讲的意思就是那个是从天上来的，他是在万有之上的，他跟我根本不是能比较的，我是从地上来的，我就是一普通人。
And as for what they believe, what they preached, John the Baptist and the Lord Jesus, in verse 32, he says, he testifies to what he has seen and heard.But no one accepts his testimony.
所以三十二节说，他将所见闻的都见证出来，只是没有人领受他的见证。
Remember the Lord Jesus had spoken to Nicodemus. He said, "Except a man be born again, he can't see the kingdom of God."
耶稣跟尼哥底母说呢，若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
And he was talking about things from the Old Testament. They should have known about this.
他们都在讲所有旧约的事情啊，这些人都知道的。
He said, "What if I began to talk to you about heavenly things?"
他说我在讲旧约这些事情你们都按道理应该知道，现在都不知道，那如果讲天上的事你更不知道了。
For example, the church, the bride that's conceived in the mind of God from all eternity.
因为这这个教会或者说这个新娘还是从圣灵生出来一直到存到永远。
See, John the Baptist is saying that the testimony of the Lord, his testimony is direct. The Lord Jesus testifies what he sees and knows of God the Father. His testimony is direct observation because he comes from heaven. He's God speaking as well. Now, let me explain then. Whereas John the Baptist, he only gets it second hand as a prophet. The prophets sometimes didn't even understand what they were receiving, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The Lord Jesus is speaking directly from heaven.
Okay,
what John is speaking about, he gets second hand as a prophet.
所以他这里三十二节他想进一步解释呢，就这两个的区别，天和地的区别的在哪呢？施洗约翰只是接了一个任务下来，二手的，先得告诉他，他再讲出来。那个他说那个人那个基督他是一手的，他直接他话就是从他那出来的，现在他自己下来，那你说到底哪个更重要啊？一个我是从那边接了一个，我是传令官来的，那个呢，那个就是他说命令的人自己来了，现在他就道成肉身，那就他，是这个意思。
So they says no one he says but no one he says accepts his testimony. That's a strange phrase.
他说只是没有人领受他的见证，就是那个真正发命令的人自己讲的话呢，别人倒不领受了。
What does he mean by that?
这什么意思呢？
Well, remember, we had an example of a man, Nicodemus. He was the top teacher of religion in the land of Israel.
那我们有一个很好的例子，尼哥底母呢，他是老师中的老师，以色列人。
He didn't understand, did he?
他就搞不明白，他还是不明白。
In other words, no one received Jesus' testimony because the only way you can receive the testimony is if you're born again.
所以没有人能领受这样的见证的原因呢，你除了重生，你没有办法明白。
He said to Nicodemus, this brilliant man, this learned, educated man,except you're born again, you can't see the kingdom of God.
所以这就是耶稣跟尼哥底母这么聪明老师中的老师说，你若不重生啊，你不能进神的国，所以就不能明白耶稣讲的一切话。
See, this one that came from heaven, John says, is speaking of heaven. No one can understand what he's saying except he be born again.
所以施洗约翰在这里讲的，就从那天上下来的人，他讲的话就是天上来的话，所以你若不重生，你不是信，你信了以后你就重生了，你不能明白他讲的到底啥意思。
The First Corinthians chapter 2 or 3 says that the natural mind cannot receive the things of God because they're spiritually discerned.
林前的二章还是三章说呢？
First Corinthians, do you know that one?
属血气的人不领会神的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事是唯有属灵的人才能看透。
Yeah,
I read that.
Okay, good.、
Yeah.
Thank you. So it says no one receives his, no one accepts his testimony, but he says the man who has accepted it, in other words.The person that's born again, right?
就那些已经领受了的，或者换句话说呢，已经重生了的。
He certifies that God is truthful.
他就印上印啊，证明啊，神是真的。
The one who receives that heavenly testimony, what it does, he says,What you're saying, if you receive God's testimony, is you're saying that God is true.
所以你，其实你领受就是一个什么概念？就是你知道神是真的，这些道理是真的。
If you refuse the testimony,
如果你拒绝他的见证呢？
You're actually saying God is a liar.
你实际上就是在说呢，神是个撒谎的。
And it's insulting God.
这就其实就是亵渎神了。
It's like the illustration of a person that instead of receiving a gift, they offer to pay for it.
所以他不是说你接受一个礼物，白白的礼物，却相反的，他觉得我就要做点什么，我来付，我来挣。
So if you refuse a gift that somebody wants to give you from out of love, and you offer to buy it, it's insulting to them, is it not?
所以你当你拒绝一个人给你白白的礼物，你说我非要花钱来买的时候呢，其实对给礼物的人就是一种亵渎。
And so, in refusing God's gift, mankind is saying, "No, I'm going to work for my own salvation."
不是。去领受这白白的恩典的人常常的反应就是说我要做点什么我要来挣这个恩典。
Not only is that impossible,
不但不是不可能的这样。
But it insults God's grace.
而且这个是会冒犯神的恩典。
And so he says there in verse, for the one whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for God gives the Spirit,Without limit. In verse 34.
神所差来的就说神的话，因为神赐圣灵给他是没有限量的。
Yes. So there, the Lord Jesus spoke directly from heaven. He didn't just send a prophet to speak, a man among men, but he sent his son actually out of heaven to speak this word.
所以主耶稣他是直接从天上在向人间说话，他不是派一个先知，做这个二手的传递的人。
Then in verse 35, he says, "The Father loves the Son and has placed everything in His hands."
三十五节说，父爱子，已将万有交在他手里。
What is everything here? The two main things are, first of all, salvation through His name.
这里的万有是指什么呢？有两个是两个东西，一个就是。救恩。
The Father's salvation is through the Son alone.
就是天父的救恩只有通过圣子才能给出来。
And those that receive that salvation, He becomes their Savior.
那个接受这个救恩的人，主耶稣就成了他们的救主。
And those who reject that salvation, Jesus becomes the judge.
那个拒绝这个救恩的人呢，耶稣就成了他们的审判官。
He's put everything in Jesus' hands. He's put him as the one, the executor of God's commands.
所以天父把一切都交在了圣子的手里，他是那个天父旨意的执行者。
Just turn over to chapter 5, verse 22, and there we'll see him as the judge. We know.
看那个五章的22节，这里面就说到，就是主就变成了那个审判官。
Verse 22, he says, Moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son.
22节说，父不审判什么人，乃将审判的事全交于子。
So, that verse 35, that the Father loves the Son, has placed everything in his hands.
35节说，父爱子，已将万有交在他的手里。
And whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, but for God's wrath remains on him.
信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不着永生，神的震怒常在他身上。
There's the belief and there's rejection.
这里也是一分为二的两种状态。信和拒绝。
And he doesn't use belief and unbelief. He uses a special word there, which is translated reject.
所以他这里讲的，不单单是信和不信啊，其实他在原文里用了一个更直接的词，就是拒绝。
People don't neglect the salvation of God.
所以人是不能忽视这个救恩的。
They don't ignore the salvation of God.
不能说不看他。
They're not ignorant of the light.
因为他并不能说没有这个光。
But people make a conscious decision to reject.
所以他是在有意识里面必须要做一个选择，要或者不要。
I've sometimes tried to witness to people, and they say, "No, I don't want any money," and away they go. No. They don't want it. They think that they, the less light they have, the less responsibility they have.
所以，很多时候当我跟人讲福音的时候，他说：“哎，我不要听。”其实呢，他自己已经做了个选择，因为他知道，他看见的光越多呢，他自己要负的责任越多。
But to reject the light is to reject God's salvation.
那拒绝光就是拒绝神的救恩。
And the wrath of God remains on that person.
那神的震怒就会藏在这个人身上。
There's no such thing as annihilation. You know what annihilation is? We talked about that last week, and maybe the concept. There's no such thing as annihilation, where the person's spirit disappears. But, because it says here, the wrath of God abides, and that's in the perfect, that is, abides forever on that person.
没有这么一个状态哈，就是突然之间消失了，就我们不可能有看见什么灵或者肉体啊，突然之间消，就是灵没有突然之间消失这个状态。所以在那个约翰福音三章十六节，他用的是 perish 这个词。 perish 和那个 annihilation 的区别就是 perish 就像一个烂苹果啊，它不是从好苹果到灵突然之间没的，它是一点一点烂掉的。然后这个过程当中呢，这个苹果是一直在那个不好的状态里面，他烂苹果烂好久的。所以呢，这里讲的神的震怒常态，他就是这么一个状态，就是你是一直在这个罪里面的人的痛苦啊，它是一直延续的，然后一天比一天糟，一天比一天糟。它不是一个突然之间就像一团火烧完就没了，它不是这个状态。它是用的 perish， 和这边用的也是 remain on him， 就是一直在他身上，常常在他身上。
So it says there that the bride belongs to the bridegroom.
在这里说的新妇是属于新郎的。
The bridegroom has, like in the Old Testament, a bridegroom always went out and purchased. He paid. There's a payment made for the bride.
所以在旧约里面那个婚礼啊，犹太人的婚礼。新郎总是要付那个彩礼钱的给那个新娘。
You remember when Jacob was gone to his uncle's place and how he worked so hard for his bride, especially the one that he loved, Rachel?
你们都记得创世纪里面那个雅各啊，跑去他舅舅家，他特别喜欢那个拉杰，那他要怎么？他很努力的工作，特别的为拉杰这个娶拉杰来工作啊。
Christ has paid a tremendous price.For his bride, a price that no man could fathom, no man can even understand the price that he's paid.
那耶稣基督啊，也是付了巨大的代价，没有人能够理解的代价，来娶他的新娘，就是教会。
And you know, here it's like the bride wants to be the wife of the bridegroom. It's her will. She wants to. She loves her bride, her husband. She wants to marry him.She wants to be with him.
然后呢，教会这个新娘呢也特别愿意，嫁给新郎啊，因为她知道新郎何等的爱她，她也愿意跟他在一起。
That's a choice.
这就是一个选择，双方的选择。
And that's a choice that everybody must make. It's a serious choice, and a lot of people don't want to get serious. And that's what Eric was saying. Sometimes when you witness to people.They don't want to hear too much. They just want to hear a little bit. They don't want to hear too much because they will be responsible for what they heard.
对，所以这是一个非常落到每个人身上，这就变成一个非常严肃的选择了。总是要去面对这个选择的。这就为什么 Eric 刚才说，当你有的时候跟人讲这个福音的时候，他总不愿意听，因为他不想把这个变得很严肃，他不想去做这个选择。
Three days ago, we were with these two men.And Jazz asked this one man, she said, do you know where you're going to go when you die? And the man was kind of confused because he didn't know where he was going. So then he asked his cousin or his brother, I'm not sure what relationship they were. He says, she's asking me, do you know where we're going to go when we die? And he said to his cousin or brother,He says, wherever everybody else goes, that's where we're going to be going. He says, we're not going anywhere special. He says, we're going where everybody else goes. So He doesn't want to face the fact that, you know, where are we going? Where is everybody going when you die?
所以前几天呢，我和太太啊，Jess 一起 ，Jade 和 Jess 一起去见了一个朋友啊。那这两个人应该是表兄弟或堂兄弟啊。他们就问当中一个呢，他说你知不知道 ？Jess 就比较直接了，就说你知不知道你死了以后要去哪里啊？啊，那人一下问愣了啊，我没想过这事儿啊，就问他弟弟，转头问他表弟。他问我们死了以后去哪，你知不知道啊？然后表弟说想那么多干啥？别人去哪，咱就去哪嘛。所以他其实呢不愿意去面对这个问题啊，他根本也不愿意去想，他从来不去想的。那别人去哪呢？你总得去想一想的。他去哪？你至少知道他去哪呢？你不能跟着他去吧？是。
So we should always have an answer when somebody asks you, "Where will you go when you die?" Well, our response, I hope for everybody, will be, I want to be with my bridegroom, the one who loved me and died for me. That's where I want to be. I want to be with him. If he's in heaven, I want to be with him in heaven. If he comes here to the earth, I want to be with him. Every bride wants to go wherever her husband goes. That's the way it should be.
所以不管别人怎么想，我们总是要去想一想我们以后要去哪里啊？我们总是要跟爱自己的人待在一起啊，这就是教会的想法。教会就是新娘啊，那我们总是要跟为我们死了爱我们的人待在一起，那就是耶稣。那他在天上，那我们就在天上；那他下来地上呢，我们就来地上。
It was a great price for the marriage to get married, the bridegroom and the bride. Great price, and they should never be separated again.
因为这样的代价如此之大啊，那耶稣付上了生命的代价来迎娶这新娘啊，所以他们在永恒里就不会再分开了。
So forever we'll be with him who loved us and gave himself for us. Forever.
那为我们死了的这个基督啊，耶稣，我们要把自己也给他，我们会在永恒里跟他在一起。
Amen.
Amen. OK, 我们一起来祷告。我们在天上的父，谢谢您啊，赐给我们这宝贵的礼物，让我们真的靠着得救，更赐给我们超乎所求、超乎所想的恩典，那是藏在基督里的恩典。我们愿意和基督在一起，愿意在永恒里有份，更愿意在永恒里同享与基督在一起的爱和恩典，是吧？谢谢您，这是何等大的恩典。感谢您，求您带领我们身边每一位还没有认识您的，真的能够认识您，相信您，相信您给我们预备的礼物是何等的好，相信我们在这样的礼物里会是何等的蒙福，是吧？我们借着这样的信，我们就重生了，我们就能更深的、更好的明白您的话，也真正能活出基督那荣美的样式，成为那一切好行为的见证，父啊，谢谢您，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。